G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
As you know, in New South Wales, they've just had Freedom Day, and some of the restrictions from the public health orders have been lifted. Victoria is still a few weeks away, but the freedoms are only for the fully vaccinated. And while it appears to be part of an incentive carrot for people to be vaccinated, it has saddened some and angered others, both vaccinated and unvaccinated. You might know that church leaders too have been outspoken against a two-tiered society, and it seems there are some exemptions to a general rule for churches. But on a business level, shops, restaurants, cinemas and gyms, all small businesses, are under orders not to allow unvaccinated people in. Well, another dimension today where there is a rally cry against what is described as an unfair discrimination. There's a new website that's been launched by a group called Advance Australia Fair. Rebecca Lloyd is the spokesperson. Rebecca, welcome along to 2020.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me along. Really great to be here.
Rebecca, not everybody sees incentive in being double vaccinated. Some are seeing that as discrimination. Is that the way you and your group are seeing this?
Look, I think it's really un-Australian to simply ban people from engaging in community for what is really a personal medical choice. I think it's a small-minded approach from the government, and it's an approach that has received a lot of pushback, both from those who prefer to be vaccinated and those who prefer not to be vaccinated. I personally have friends on both sides of the jab that feel the same way. And I think as Australians, we really need to find a better way. So I don't think that segregating society is a very Australian incentivisation. And many business owners feel the same way, which is why we've come up with this business directory idea.
We'll talk about the business directory, but to lay this foundation, you say it's not about the health issues involved around vaccination. It's about the disadvantage that comes from a two-tiered system that actually affects all small business.
Yeah, well, look, let's say that the vaccination rates are correct that are being reported on by the media. Let's say we're at 70%. Well, that means out of every $10 that a small business owner could possibly be making in their business after 18 plus months of lockdown, they're now only going to make $7 out of the $10. I think that's really unfair. And I think if the government were going to have a two-tiered system, which only a few months ago ScoMo was saying that it was completely up to the business owners to decide whether they wanted to open or not to those who were vaccinated or not. And now that seems to have changed. I mean, the rules change every day. No one really seems to know what's going on a day-to-day basis. But
so, Rebecca, you say it's not about health issues around vaccination. It's about disadvantage to business. Do you think, though, there's likely to be a natural backlash from people, no matter whether they're vaccinated or not, who can see through this unfairness?
Well, I think it really is unfair to put a potential further financial loss on small business. If the government really wants to have a two-tiered system, then the government really needs to come up with legislation around that. It's not a law. It's a mandate. It's an order, but it's not a law. And effectively, losing $3 out of every 10 for small business owners, if they're going to have to close to those that are unvaccinated, that's really not a sustainable way of moving forward, particularly when they've been forced to open and close like a revolving door for the last 18 months.
So how does your business directory work?
Well, the business directory is really about connecting like-minded business owners with their local community. At some stage, God willing, very, very soon. I hope tomorrow. These COVID shenanigans will be very much in the past and we'll be able to move forward. Things will not return to normal, and I think that's actually a very good thing. Over the last 18 months, we've seen that community and relationships are really the way forward. And the way the business directory works is by encouraging local people to shop local. I think whether you're jabbed or not jabbed, everybody would agree that there's been a real centralisation of wealth over the last 18 months to big business, particularly offshore business, like your very large chains that are online e-commerce. And by encouraging people to find local business owners who are like-minded, who are not looking to play the jabbed or non-jabbed game, they are looking to serve with a smile and to rebuild Australia's business. That's what the directory is actually about. We believe in medical privacy. We believe in being Australian. But first and foremost, we really believe in turning over a new leaf, rebuilding Australia, and having a nation that we can really be proud to hand over to the next generation.
Now, Rebecca, right now there is opportunity for the business directory that you're launching, but in a few weeks' time, right now it's just the vaccinated who are allowed to go out and participate in, what we'd say normal life, buying and selling in these businesses. But in a few weeks' time, the unvaccinated will be allowed out too. Will that mean that your initiative may actually not come to anything?
Well, to very respectfully push back on that, in March last year, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So who knows if that is actually going to happen. We plan for the worst, we hope for the best, and we are not about just playing the jab or no jab game. That's divisive and that is un-Australian. I would like to see whether jabbed or unjabbed, people being allowed to go and do their groceries, people being allowed to go and have a coffee. And again, as ScoMo said, he was interviewed a few months ago and he said it would be up to the small business owners themselves. But once that is out of the way, let's say in a few weeks' time, the vaccinated do get the order that they can go out and live their lives again, we still need to rebuild Australia. We still have thousands and thousands of small business owners that are still just treading water, keeping their head just above. And we have others that have closed down forever. Australian small business is still at a crisis point, and it's going to take a few years of dedicated Australian mateship to get them out of that. And that's why the business directory is so important, because it champions local dollars spent locally. And I would just like to add that we are a not-for-profit. We're meeting with lawyers now, getting the constitution all drawn up. But 100% of the profits that are made through the directory go straight back into the small business community, with small business owners themselves being able to vote and direct where much-needed funds will go.
Rebecca, it's not a Christian initiative as such what you're doing, but there is lots of good Christian foundation to the values that you're presenting in this. Any thoughts here as you speak to the Christian community about how a faith dimension works when it comes to this non-segregation of business?
Absolutely. You don't need to look at whether things are segregated or not. Christ didn't go in, picketing and protesting and boycotting and everything. Every single time Christ went into a situation, he either fixed it or he healed it. You couldn't go and touch dead people. Jesus healed the widow's dead son. You couldn't go and touch lepers. Jesus went in and healed the lepers. It was, un-Jewish to be seen with tax collectors, and yet Jesus went in and completely changed the economic basis of that entire town by bringing Zacchaeus to a place where he was willing to give back and pay back what he had stolen away. So everything that you touch as a Christian, because you have the mind of Christ, because you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead living within you, that's all about great ideas, that's about favour, that's about bringing community, that's about bringing kingdom to earth. And in the kingdom, there is no poverty. In the kingdom, there is no segregation. So at its core, love must be the answer, whether you're jabbed or unjabbed, and we have to hold firm to that love. Otherwise, we'll get swept away with the narrative of the world, which is one side must be to blame, let's all fight and hate one another and hide away in our own little Netflix box.
An important dimension you raise there, because that debate around churches turning away people who are unvaccinated, well, there's some exemption that is being talked about there, but there are Christian business owners who'll have the same set of values and won't be wanting to turn people away. You're expecting a flood of people to go to your new website to register their business on there. Is there any concern from your side that, or that you've heard from people who might be even your critics, saying, hey, Rebecca, isn't this undermining the narrative of our governments?
Well, that depends on what day you look at the government narrative, Neil. Things change on a daily basis. And at the end of the day, this is not a law. This is an order. And it is an order that has really been pushed forward by mainstream media. And it's an order that is un-Australian at its core. And some government people are saying, no, you can't. Other government people are saying, yes, you can. So the government itself is divided on this matter, and the government itself is desperate for a way forward and hasn't yet, despite many think tanks, despite many, many tens of millions of dollars, has not come up with a viable solution for the country to reopen. And so at a grassroots level, through mateship, and through us standing for our neighbour, that's what it's all about. If you truly want to love your neighbour, then you need to do what's best for your neighbour. That scripture has been completely ruined by some very unscrupulous people to try and bully people into doing what they do not want to do. But at the end of the day, it is all about love. It is all about being Australian. And I'm sorry, but love trumps any law that is put out. But right now, it's not a law. It's just an order that's being pushed by mainstream. And we also have a different opinion, and we're allowed to have that.
Rebecca, how this new website works, how will it benefit shoppers as well as benefiting business owners?
I'm so glad you asked. So the way shoppers can help us is by spreading the word, obviously, because there's no point having a business directory if you've only got half a dozen businesses on there, even though we are growing. But the other way is, every time you find a new business, there are one of two ways that you can support. You can either go directly to that business and give them your consumer dollar instead of going overseas, instead of going to a big chain, you can go local. You can support your local butcher, your local deli, your local hairdresser, whatever that might look like for you. You can find them and support them locally. Or you could quote unquote buy that business, and the amounts on the page are different depending on what the business owner is willing to donate to the public purse. And you could buy anywhere from a dollar up to $100 or even plus more dollars. And every time you find a new local business, you know that you are putting money directly into the public purse, as well as shopping with that business owner. And you can also donate to the platform, knowing that 100% of the profit is going directly back into community local small businesses that is not being decided upon by, you know, a stuffy board full of six people that have no idea what's going on because they never step outside the boardroom. It is being decided upon by the small business community at large. Every single person that comes to the platform and gets a lifetime membership has a say in how their own money should be spent. And that's really Australian. That's mateship. And that's what it's all about, is helping small businesses and customers fight towards a central goal, which is handing over a rebuilt Australia to the next generation.
Well, there'll be some passionate people wanting to have a look at your website and register their business there, register their support. Let me just point people to it. It's a new website. It's been launched by a group called Advance Australia Fair. The spokesperson is Rebecca Lloyd. We've been talking to Rebecca. Let me give the actual website and free registration for businesses that want to be a part of this. It's called novaxid.com.au. novaxid.com.au. Rebecca Lloyd is the spokesperson for Advance Australia Fair. novaxid.com.au. Rebecca, thanks so much for giving us these insights today on 2020.
Thanks so much, Neil. It's been an absolute pleasure. Look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.